You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios for hour number three today. The local, the state, the national, man, we cover down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Boomer, how are we in hour number three already? I don't understand.
Man, that. It must be the cold weather.
Makes things feel faster, I guess. I don't know. All I know is it's been a full show, and just got fuller. So let me welcome somebody to the show. State Representative Ed Oliver. He currently represents House District 81 from down around Lake Martin. He has been elected. I guess he was elected first in 2018. Right when I was leaving, he was coming in. He has his BA from the University of Alabama. He spent 15 years as an Army aviator, and so appreciate your service, State Representative Ed Oliver. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, I'm delighted to be here, and thanks for letting me participate in your program today.
Well, thank you, sir. And it was late notice, and that means the world that you were able to make yourself available with me texting you late in the day. So thank you very much for that.
Oh, you're absolutely welcome, and this is a topic I just love to talk about, so I'm certainly thankful you did.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, so what sparked this was, earlier in the show, I've been talking about the fact that 23 of 25 of the top medical schools in the nation are now seen to have CRT curriculum, most of which are mandatory in their curriculums, and it makes no sense. But filter that down to what's happening in our state colleges and universities and our K-12 system, it can get kind of ugly. Last year, our state school board did pass a resolution saying they want divisive topics out, no CRT, but that's not the force of law. And so my understanding is you've been working on a divisive concepts bill for a while now. Tell us what you're thinking.
Well, last year, we actually passed a divisive concepts bill through the House of Representatives, and it failed in the Senate primarily just because we ran out of time with it. It will be the first bill out in the legislature this next session. I expect it to pass easily. Senator Barfoot would be carrying it in the Senate. He carried it last year, did an excellent job with it. And a lot of it was educating people. You know, CRT is one of those things, critical race theory, that we actually have the authority in the legislature to do something about it in the schools that we fund. Now, when we look at college, there's already been a few court decisions that have made it very, very difficult. And it's First Amendment issues that really make it difficult to do much enforcement with anti-CRT legislation at the college level. However, that doesn't relieve us of our duties we have in the elementary and in high school.
Right. Well, so let me ask you this. When you say divisive concepts, and we've been talking about what CRT is, the very idea that you would ever label somebody by birth, by skin color, as an oppressed or an oppressor, as privileged or as overwhelmed or you know, underprivileged, is just wrong. It's antithetical to who we are as a nation. But that being said, there's more to it in terms of divisive concepts. What all is included in this bill, and how do you anticipate it being enforced?
Well, the enforcement part comes down to money, and that's money that the legislature, which a lot of folks may not like it, but it's the way it is, because you spend your tax dollars on public education, that is one place the legislature has oversight because of that. Mm. And we actually have the authority to affect curriculum. Now, Alabama, as everyone should be aware, is that mamas and daddies at the school board level, they are the ones that should be riding herd on what their local school board's doing. And if they are engaged and if they're taking part, they can do that. But until somebody makes people aware of what is actually getting pushed down to their students, and it starts at the colleges, and it's the educators teaching the educators that in turn end up in your school, that's where the problem starts. And ultimately, the reason the left wants to push CRT amongst little kids is simply they want to sexualize them. They want to racialize them at an early age to make them easy to manage, pure and simple. I hate to say, a way to create more left wingers that are woke and will do the things that the left wants them to do, but that's exactly what it is. Well, it's to divide people, to make groups fight each other so they're easier to manage.
And I agree. Factionalization is exactly what they do. And so let me ask you this, Representative Oliver. Does the bill spell out what is considered a divisive topic, and who is the arbiter of whether someone stepped over the line? I mean, I know you can see curriculum, but sometimes there's a chance for a – and by the way, there's wonderful teachers in our educator network. I mean, we have some amazing people who are following a calling, and I recognize that. But every once in a while, you'll have someone who goes in there with their own agenda, and they may not have a curriculum, but they inject their own biases. So how is this going to be – basically, how is it measured? How do you determine whether a divisive concept was actually taught?
Well, in the bill, the divisive concepts are listed that we consider divisive concepts. And I apologize for not having them in front of me. I'm sitting in my car. But they're explained, and you hit most of them. There is, of course, the fact that a person is born a certain color determines what his outcome in life will be. And that he can't change that. We don't believe that's true. The fact that slavery was anything but an aberration. The fact that a child now should be blamed for something that happened generations ago. And it goes on and on like that. It's the things that are absolutely absurd to take from 200 years ago and try to translate into modern times and blame someone for, which is basically what CRT does.
Well, and do you have the – is there a process by which a teacher would be required to – like, what's the accountability factor? Is a school board locally
the
required to take action?
The accountability factor, the way we wrote the legislation last year was that it went from the chain of command. I'm an Army guy, so that's the way I relate to things. All right, so the chain of command is you have the teacher, then you have the principal – who has the chance to intervene, and then you have the school board. And once it gets to the school board can take whatever action they want to.
Okay, all right.
Up to and including termination.
Well, okay, and that would that include a tenured teacher who stepped over the line, as you're saying?
It could, yes.
Okay.
Now, and remember, tenure, you can still get fired for cause.
Absolutely. Absolutely, you're allowed an appeal process and representation and all that kind of stuff. But I'm aware. Well, I tell you what, and so you're going to have this bill coming up. Do you intend to pre-file the bill, or are you going to drop it in when the session starts?
No, sir. It'll be pre-filed, and it should be one of the very first, if not the first, bill out. And we've got the bill written right now. We made some changes from last year. Other states have been working on this as well. Eagle Forum has helped us. They've provided an attorney. We've had great participation from several conservative organizations, as well as the First Amendment folks, FIRE. They've actually helped us with this.
Outstanding.
So the language in the bill is good. In high school, in junior high and elementary school, I think we're in great shape. Post-secondary is where I'm most concerned at this point. In part two of this effort, of course, would be to look at diversity, equity, and inclusion training, which is infiltrated into every school we have.
Yeah.
And literally has just taken over education. And it's sort of the dumbing down of post-secondary education. So we're trying to do a good lead into that, but first we're trying to get this curbed amongst our younger kids first.
Well, State Representative Oliver, I want you to keep us posted on this, because we'll have you back on to talk about it once the debate begins. Let me ask you this before you go. It's a little bit of a tangent, but it relates. I've got my own decades of military service as well, and you yourself were an Army guy. In all your years of serving, did you see systemic racism in the ranks, as we're being told nowadays?
Never.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah. I agree. Never did. Did I see the one-off occasion where someone said something off color? Yes. But did I ever see a systemic issue? Nope. Never once.
Never. Nothing. I was an inspector general, and systemic issues were my specialty.
Wow.
Never in the 4 years I served as an inspector general, I don't think I ever had a race issue.
Well, State Representative Ed Oliver, House District 81, thank you for your time today. Appreciate you making yourself available on short notice, and we look forward to hearing more about this divisive concepts bill when it comes up.
Well, I encourage your listeners to get involved with local school boards and see what's going on, and that's the way we fight this. We do it at the grassroots local level.
Outstanding. Absolutely. All right. Sir, you have a good day. Merry Christmas.
Yes, sir. Merry Christmas.
All right, good interview. I'm glad we got him at the last minute, Boomer. That was good timing. He literally texted me like 45 minutes to an hour ago and said, "Yeah, I can be there." And I was like, "Oh, good.
That's so
How about
awesome.
That? That is great. I love it when public. By the way, folks, let me just take an aside here before the break and just tell you, public officials are far more accessible than you may or may not. Or you may already know this, but many people don't. But they're especially in our state legislature. These guys and ladies are making decisions every day that affect us. In fact, sometimes I like to say that more impacts our life out of what comes from Montgomery than what comes out of D.C. And that being said, the Alabama State Legislature is technically a part-time job, meaning all these people have a life back home. They only go to Montgomery periodically. And other than that, they're eating in the same restaurants, going to the same churches, shopping in the same grocery stores. They're right there in your neighborhoods. They may be jogging down your street. All said and done, get to know who they are, because they are making crucial decisions for each of us. And there's some good men and women down there that are doing it for all the right reasons. All right, Boomer, take us to the break. We will come right back and continue this topic, CRT and education. We'll cover down on some things that, you know, what about the University of Alabama faculty? What did they say when it was all being attacked last year? It was a threat to their way to teach? Yeah, we'll talk about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.